Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio with special coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Good morning again, everyone. I hope your life is getting back to normal if it was disrupted by Sandy this week. Joining me now are Seth Pinsky, president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, and Rob Walsh, commissioner of the New York City Department of Small Business Services, to talk about helping businesses get back to normal if they were affected. Seth and Rob, welcome to WNYC today. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having you.
Seth Pinsky, where do businesses start if they've been affected and they're looking for help?
Well, there are numerous resources that are available to businesses in New York City. To find out about them, you can contact us at 311 or tweet us to us at NYCEDC, or you can visit EDC's website, nycedc.com, and there's a link to resources for businesses that have been affected. You can also go to nyc.gov or call 311 and ask for the Department of Small Business Services and their Workforce One centers. The city has actually been working very hard to put together a package of programs that will assist the many businesses that have been impacted across the five boroughs by this horrible storm. Commissioner Walsh can talk about some of the programs that the Department of Small Business Services has put in place, but we at EDC are putting finishing touches on a small business very low interest loan program, which we expect can assist about 700 companies. And if we're successful with some of the discussions that we're having right now, we may be able to actually double that number. We're putting finishing touches on a sales tax waiver program that can help to small and mid-sized businesses to save between $50,000 and $100,000 on rebuilding projects of up to about $1 million. We've cleared about 40,000 square feet of space at the Brooklyn Army Terminal that businesses can use without cost for the next 30 days as their space comes back online, as well as space at the Sunshine Incubator in Hunts Point in the Bronx, which is part of the city's incubator network. And we're creating an online marketplace to match the companies that are in need of goods, services, and spaces with the generous companies and individuals that we've been hearing from all across the country who've offered to provide those resources at no cost.
That's great. Now, before we even go to Commissioner Walsh, I want to give out our phone number because listeners, both our guests, will take questions from you. If you have a small business or work at a small business, their jurisdiction is New York City, but you really can call from around the area if you have a question that they may be able to help you with information-wise. And in particular, city businesses having to do with the services that the city will offer to help you get back on your feet. And our call-in number is 646-829-3980. And this is, once again, not the usual call-in number that we use here at WNYC, but because of our own power problems, this is the one we have today, 646-829-3980. If you have a small business or work at a small business and have a question for Seth Pinsky, president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, or Rob Walsh, commissioner of the Department of Small Business Services, you can access them right here, right now, 646-829-3980, 646-829-3980. I see that we've lost the line for Jay. Oh, no, we're back. Okay.
We're all having problems with phones these days.
Absolutely. So, Commissioner Walsh, where would you start in communicating from the Department of Small Business Services to those who've been affected?
Seth covered the loan program, and that's what we have to get up quickly up and running. I'm right now at the Brooklyn Navy Yard meeting with several hundred small businesses that were affected, everything from designers and carpenters and you name it. My next stop will be Dumbo. Yesterday was in Red Hook going door to door, helping a lot of the businesses. In Red Hook, the issue was getting the debris out, so we're working with sanitation department to move that and get it out. I think what Seth and his team has done at EDC is to design a loan program that is a very low interest that we could end up turning around very quickly. I think that will have an impact on a lot of people that are looking to pay for some repairs and also, handle things like payroll. But the key thing also will be to make sure that we forge a important link with the Small Business Administration. We will now have representatives, who can talk about the specifics of their disaster loan programs at our business solution centers throughout the five boroughs. That is good news, and that's important. The disaster loan programs are loans up to $2 million. And there are businesses out there. I saw that yesterday on the piers at Red Hook, just completely wiped out their equipment, their machinery, their inventory, and they're going to need, quite a bit of help to get lifted again. I will say on the positive side that it's extraordinary what I have seen out there. On Van Brunt Street, out in Red Hook, neighbors helping neighbors, volunteers, chipping in, looking to lift up. We have gotten an outreach from a number of large corporations that want to launch new funding programs, contributing to it, to our efforts. And I think it'll make a difference.
Let's take a phone call from Laura in Manhattan. Laura, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi there. Good morning. I'm a small business owner. I live and work in Brooklyn. I have three employees, and we have not been able to work all week. And I'm very, very, very lucky. I don't have a loss of property or a loss of staff, for that matter. But my building in Dumbo had no electricity until yesterday and has no heat, so we still can't work in there. Obviously, we were in evacuation zone A. But my question is, I'm really curious to know about these low-interest loans for small businesses. Through the Small Business Administration, the SBA, you have to have 2 years of profit. You have to be able to show 2 years of tax return profits. And I'm curious what the qualification criteria is going to be for these low-interest loans. Is it going to be that kind of stringent criteria?
Seth Pinsky, you want that?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm obviously very sorry to hear about the impact that the storm has had on your business and hope that you'll be able to get back into your offices as soon as possible. Your story is obviously one that we're hearing repeated all across the city. But with respect to the loan program, this is a program that we're working to put in place very quickly. We should be able to announce the criteria over the next couple of days. As we finalize the terms. But the goal of this is going to be to make it as easy as possible for small businesses to use and to make it available to as many New York City businesses as possible. It's very important to understand the importance of small businesses to New York City's economy. These businesses with under 5 employees, account for about 60% of all businesses in New York City. And if you expand the view of the businesses to companies with under 100 employees, you actually encompass 98% of all businesses in the city.
Wow.
So it is absolutely critical for us to get these businesses back on their feet.
Laura, good luck. I hope that answers your question. Commissioner Walsh, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the thing to add also is we have a very active business solution center in Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. I'm with them now, bordering Dumbo. I met a number of small businesses from Dumbo this morning, in the same position. The terms that we have on the loan that Seth and his team have put together are not as stringent as those, for the SBA disaster loan. So we could help. I think the key thing for people to do is one, look at our website at nyc.gov/nycbusiness, which will have some of the details on that loan. The second, in the case of this phone call, we have offices set up. We have a half a dozen people who are now dealing with these issues as we speak at 9 Bond Street on the 5th floor. That's where our Business Solutions Center is. And if folks need help, and if they need help on other centers throughout the five boroughs, call 311, get the information in terms of where you could go for a business solution center that could help those needs.
Good. So,
and just, sorry, to build on that, I would really suggest that business owners in New York who have been impacted take advantage of the offer that Commissioner Walsh has made and call 311, because there are all sorts of resources that are available at the city, the state, and the federal level that can be very difficult for businesses to understand and to navigate. And one of the things that we in city government are working to do is to help the businesses to find the resources that are most applicable to their needs.
Good. We're talking to Seth Pinsky, president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, and Rob Walsh, commissioner of the Department of Small Business Services, giving you information about how the city can help you if you've got a small business that's been affected by the storm. I also want to further clarify something we were talking about earlier regarding the restoration of power to Manhattan today. We had it from Con Ed as below Frankfort Street in Lower Manhattan, and it's actually even a little more narrow than that. They're now saying it's below Frankfort Street and east of Broadway. So that's the very specific area that they're promising to restore full power to in Manhattan by today. The rest, they are saying, by tomorrow in Lower Manhattan. But today, it's south of Frankfort Street, east of Broadway. Commissioner Walsh, you want you to add?
No, we could cover it later.
All right, then let's take another call. And here's Tony in Stuyvesant Town. You're on the air. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Gentlemen, historically, whether at the state, federal, or city level, there has been a kind of blind spot when it comes to providing services for self-employed business people. In the 9/11 disaster, SBA couldn't qualify most, and I mean most, small business owners who were self-employed, didn't necessarily have a corporation, or didn't even have employees other than themselves. What are your criteria going to do to correct that glaring problem? This is a problem that's completely beyond the programs that are offered by the federal government at this time. They simply don't have programs for sole proprietors and unincorporated businesses of one person.
All right. Which of you wants to answer? Tony, on the self-employed.
Well, again, we are finalizing the criteria for all of these programs. Some of them may be restricted to incorporated businesses and may not be available to sole proprietorships, but the goal with as many of them as possible is to make them available for as wide a range of companies and business activity as we can. I think the point that the caller makes is an excellent one, and I will actually certainly bring this back to our team that is structuring this the loan program today to see if we're able to structure this in a way where it can be available to sole proprietors. I also know that a number of the programs that we have are definitely available to sole proprietors. These include the offer of free space that we have at the Brooklyn Army Terminal at the Sunshine Incubator in Hunts Point, as well as the online marketplace, which based on the offers that we've been receiving from businesses across the city and across the country, is going to have incredible resources that are available at no cost to businesses that have been affected by the storm.
Anna,
right now, Brian, the eligibility is businesses of any size, and we need to also emphasize.
So a one-person business, for example, could take advantage of some of that space in the Bronx, or?
Yes, absolutely. And if they contact EDC or the Department of Small Business Services, we can help them with that space immediately.
And Commissioner, you wanted to say?
No, we should also add, and I think this is important because they're you know, I saw them yesterday out in Red Hook and other places. As nonprofit organizations are also eligible for these loans.
Anna in Brighton Beach, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm a parent of a child who goes to Muzzle Day School, which is a very small non-for-profit day school in Brighton Beach area. And our whole school, kindergarten through sixth grade, was completely wiped out. I mean, literally, we had to throw everything out. So I have two questions for you. First of all, we're trying to find housing for the kindergarten through sixth grade kids. And we know there's some empty classrooms in public schools, like BSI. How can we get in there? And second of all, what's the best way for us to actually fundraise since our own parents have actually suffered through the Sandy?
Anna, my heart goes out to you, and I can only imagine what it's like for the kids realizing that they can't go back into their school right now. You said just now, Commissioner Walsh, that these small business loan and other programs are available to nonprofits also. What about a not-for-profit K through 6 school?
They would be eligible for funds for the loan program can go towards nonprofit and nonprofit schools, so they would be eligible. And I just heard this morning that FEMA is also setting up a operation in the Brighton Beach, Coney Island area. And there'll be more details on that if the caller calls 311. But I think in terms of making the funds available, the person should contact us at the Business Solutions Center and we can help them out.
And I don't know about getting space in a public school for your private school kids.
Yeah, the public schools are having their own problems right now.
There is also the FEMA hotline. Can people get aid from FEMA and from the city at the same time? And that number, we had a FEMA official on yesterday, 800-621-FEMA, 800-621-FEMA. Can they get help from both at the same time, Seth Pinsky?
Absolutely. And we would encourage people to take advantage of as many of the programs as they possibly can. Again, I think that's a good reason to contact the city at 311 and ask either for the Department of Small Business Services or the Economic Development Corporation, and we can help you navigate the various programs that are available.
Do you want to just give me one word, Commissioner, and we're going to be out of time, on South Street Seaport? People are just starting to realize how much devastation there is in many of the places that tourists or even New York families may have visited at South Street Seaport. It's really breathtakingly scary.
I think the key thing right now is to get that water pumped out, get the debris removed, and then begin the effort to get them up and running and start marketing those businesses again. It got hit hard. There's no question. It's probably comparable to what I saw out in Brooklyn yesterday. But the key thing right now is to get the power restored and the debris removed.
What was that hardest hit part of Brooklyn?
What I saw yesterday was the piers out in Red Hook, and it was just absolutely devastated.
Rob Walsh, Commissioner of the Department of Small Business Services, Seth Pinsky, President of the New York City Economic Development Corporation, thanks for publicizing the assistance that you're going to be offered. Thanks for making it available.
Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.